It's 7:21. This is Lubbock's First News with Tom Collins, Laura Mack. Laura, introduce our friends from Moonlight Musicals.
We have... sorry.
How about introducing yourself while I cough this up?
I'm Travis Burge.
And I'm Annie Nichols.
I'm so sorry.
And we're the directors of Moonlight Directions of Moonlight Musicals.
All right. Now, you guys have been working with a group of young people.
Mm-hmm.
They're the Moonlight Musical, what do they call them?
They're Moonlight Directions.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, you guys have been working on a program for the commemoration of the anniversary of D-Day, 70th anniversary. And so you guys are hooked up with performances at the Silent Wings Museum, and those are going to be this weekend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Friday at 4 o'clock and Saturday at 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's going on with the performance?
We are doing a classic D-Day, well, actually, it's 1940s USO concert. It's all going to be famous wartime hits like I'll Be Seeing You and Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. We are really honored to get to be in collaboration with the Silent Wings Museum. It's something that I've always wanted to do. And because this year Lubbock Moonlight Musicals is doing South Pacific as one of their main stage shows over the summer, we are using it as kind of a promotional tool, but also to expose these kids to some of the older classic songs and also to give them a little bit of education of what D-Day represents and let them know kind of about the wartime effort of that period. And it's been a lot of fun to get to watch them grow in that and enjoy the music. It's really cool to see how much they've really dove into the music, as opposed to, you know, sometimes some kids would be a little resistant because it's older music.
Right.
But they've actually had fun, so it's been great.
Good. Now, are these kids, are they kids who registered for your summer camp? Or did they have to audition for this? Or?
Yes. Moonlight Directions is audition only. They're all kids from the surrounding area high schools. They come and audition for Annie and I. It's kind of a scholarship program with the academy. They get scholarship to come, and we rehearse in all areas of theater, music, singing, acting, and dancing. And we spend an entire semester, for example, this semester we've been working on this USO concert, and we just give them the skills necessary so that way that feeds into other things they go into. For example, all of them have auditioned for their high school musicals, and in Friendship's previous production of Into the Woods, six of the leads were our kids. So it's really cool to see that the things that we are trying to instill in them are actually working, and seeing them on stage, they're really amazing to watch.
That's wow. Cool. What are their ages?
They range from about 14 to 20, 21. I think we have one that's 21 now.
Okay.
So a few of them are just starting college, and they just needed more experience. So we'll kind of phase them out as they start to move on to bigger and better things.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. It's quite an honor for them to get to work with you two, because you're all very talented.
Oh, thank you.
That you're taking the time to share your talent with others and help them develop their own.
Mm-hmm.
And now you were telling me that one of the numbers actually involves Marilyn.
Yes. Yeah. Marilyn Monroe will be making a special appearance. The recent TV show Smash did a number called Never Met a Wolf That Didn't Love to Howl. And it is a number that they wrote for when she went to Korea to sing in the USO concert there. And we recreated that with all of the choreography. We kept it as true to the choreography that was actually on the show as we could. So we're lifting her, throwing her. She's walking across our hands, and so thank God we have a very trusting girl, and it's been a process. That's been a number that we've had to work on from day one, and we are just now getting it right. So
wow.
It's been interesting, and it's definitely been one of the most athletic things I've done in a long time.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So hope that everyone can come out and see it.
Now, is there an admission charge for
this? No, admission is free to this. It's open to the public. The actual Silent Wings event happens all day. They have an exhibit that they specially flew in just for D-Day to commemorate. And we will be in their historic hangar, and we'll have a stage set up out there. And Marilyn will be making her entrance off of one of their vintage 1940s gliders they have out there.
Oh, so, how fun.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, this is definitely something not to miss.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep, and we have vintage 1940s costumes. Mm-hmm. We even have an actual 1940s World War II uniform that'll be worn by one of our guys. So it's really cool. It's kind of an honor to get to wear. It has all the medals. It has all mm-hmm. the stars and everything still on it. So it's really cool that we're getting to use it and showcase that.
Nice. Hey, just real quick, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow after 8 o'clock, we're going to have the Vice President of the Honor Flight, South Plains Honor Flight, Mike Travis, is going to be here in the house. Also, a World War II, and we are told, a D-Day Normandy vet, Harold Schultz, is going to be here in the house with us. Mm. After 8 o'clock, so that'll be a real honor to visit with those guys.
Cool. Absolutely, yeah, that's really neat.
And then this weekend, they're having a complimentary showing of D-Day Normandy 1944 at the Science Spectrum for veterans and their families, so I thought that was really cool.
That's really neat.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, once again, give us the times and dates of your event, the USO Tour.
It was going to be this Friday at 4 p.m. is whenever the concert happens, and then Saturday at noon will be the next showtime.
Okay. No admission charge.
No admission charge.
And it's at Silent Wings Museum.
That is correct.
Where they have all kinds of things going on. They're even doing airplane rides.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they got military vehicles and stuff like that. Now, how do you get there? It's north past the airport, exit 11.
Mm-hmm.
Exit
is it nine.
Oh,
is it
nine?
Nine.
Yeah.
Nine.
Oh, sorry.
No, no. If you go 11, you miss exit nine.
We 11 told minus one of our... 2 is 9.
Yes. One of our kids actually got lost because we told him too late. So.
All right. Just real quick, you got a couple of minutes left, Laura. Let's dive into Oliver because that's that's cranking up one week from tomorrow.
That's right. Travis Burge is also in Oliver.
Yes. I'm getting to play Mr. Bumble.
Yes.
Yeah, I can say more.
That's awesome. We're having a great time. We've got a fantastic crew and cast and director Yvonne Rotsky doing a fantastic job directing her very first show.
Yeah, and I'm loving it. Yeah. She's done a really great job with this.
It's been a lot of fun. It's very, very hot.
It is hot.
We're sweating off some pounds out
time
there.
Time to get it ready for it.
So make your get your tickets now.
Yes.
For the Love at Moonlight musical summer series, the entire summer series. It's going to be great. They're doing Oliver. And then South Pacific and finishing up with Titanic. Travis Burge, Annie Nichols, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.